In the wake of climbing missing person reports and stranger assaults, the topic of self-defense may have crossed many people's minds. But with weapons such as pepper spray being illegal to carry or use in Vancouver, even for the purpose of self-defense, how must people, especially women, protect themselves? Acquiring a basic set of skills such as punching and kicking is one method, and women interested in learning how to defend themselves will have a free opportunity to do so next week. The Gentle Way to Empowerment Workshop is a women-only class taught by professional judo instructors and Olympians, as well as the Vancouver Police Department's Women's Personal Safety Team and Transit Police. It will guide attendees through basic judo drills and self-defense techniques. It is necessary for every woman to have basic self-defense skills because you never know when you are going to use them, says Friba Rezai, the first female Olympian in judo from Afghanistan. Some of us work late shifts at night and go home later in the evening. It is important for every woman to be aware of her surroundings at public areas and roads until she reaches home safely. But mixed martial arts, MMA, an umbrella term for judo and other combat sports such as wrestling, boxing, and karate, is more than a means to protect yourself, it can be life-changing. That's what judo was for Rezai. It gave me confidence, identity, and ability to lead my life. It helped me focus on my goals. Judo helps gain control of your mind and body, she tells VIA. The workshop is free for all and is open to women ages 16 and older. It will be held at the Justice Institute of BC on June 21 from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Expect to be exposed to something new and fun, says Rezai. You will never learn about your skills and abilities unless you try them.